Last Friday, Pastor David sent the staff an email which marked the fourth anniversary of the opening of Building C, which we call the Welcome Center and the wing that houses children's ministry. Now, as someone who arrived here after all of that was completed, I can only imagine what it was like during that time that the project had been underway. And so I've heard many stories, stories of long meetings, of cramped spaces, of more long meetings, of many different voices and opinions coming in and saying how things can be done, and, of course, if you can believe it, more long meetings. Now, one of the things that I really admire and respect about this church is, on the one hand, not making decisions flippantly, taking time to discuss and evaluate, to provide those different voices of calculating costs and risks, as Pastor David said earlier, making sure that all of these things are in order as best as possible. Now, of course, an argument could be made that sometimes we do that too much, and maybe that's true. Maybe sometimes we do spend too much time discussing when we should be acting. However, I think one of the more recent examples that reminded us that we are a church who does respond and act and have it within ourselves to simply jump in and do the work that we need to do was this community's and this church's response to the first efforts of relief during Hurricane Michael this summer. As Pastor David reminded us last week, in just one day, our church raised over $20,000 that went to Florida relief efforts. Not to mention that in just one day, in fact, in just 9 hours, we filled up our mission depot with relief supplies. And then the following day, in just 2 hours, we had those supplies loaded up on a truck, ready to head up north to those who were in need. Now, I say all this because this church knows what it means to take on big projects. Actually, we know what it means to take on really big projects. Projects and ministries which sometimes seem very intimidating, certainly in the beginning. It may even seem impossible in the process. How are we going to be able to get this accomplished? But we press on, and we do that work which is needed, and we find and we experience time and time again, we come out stronger for it. I think the only way this is possible is if we have enough people who truly believe strongly and passionately enough to go that distance, to encourage others, and to keep that vision alive. In some ways, it can be easy to talk about the building and the campus as an example of all of that. It is a physical example. In fact, we might say in the United Methodist Church, it is an outward, visible sign of an inward, spiritual truth. But of course, as we all know, the building is not the end. As big and as impressive as this entire campus is, it is only a means to something much bigger and much greater. It is a tool and a resource which helps us to do the work of ministry as First United Methodist Church, a church which invites, grows, and serves. Last week, we began our stewardship series talking about being a worship plus three congregation. Worship, of course, being our foundation, our encountering and experiencing God together. But then how do we continue and carry out that experience here, whether it's Sunday morning or some other time? How do we carry that out through the week? How do we live it in our daily lives? We invite others along the journey, and last Sunday we saw examples of how that has happened so powerfully to people of this church, people who felt welcomed and accepted, some of them for the very first time in their lives. Today we talk about how we grow in that experience and acceptance. How do the Grow Ministries here at First United Methodist Church help us grow closer to God? These, of course, include ministries such as Sunday school, Bible studies, disciple classes. In fact, even our music, the music that we have been experiencing all Monday, all today, continues to help us to grow and be aware of God's presence. Groups for adults, youth, and children, people of all ages and all ranges of life experience, being able to come together and, of course, not just learn, but to grow closer together to grow closer in God's presence, because it is when we come closer together that we are able to see more fully and more closely who God truly is. Now, of course, it is one thing to talk about all of that, but to really see the truth of it, it can only be told by those who have personally had this experience. And so we will continue to hear from those of the church that I have had the privilege of talking with the last few weeks, hearing their stories of how the various GROW ministries here at First United Methodist have impacted their lives and then how they have been able to impact the lives of others. Let's take a watch.
Involved in the adult education classes in a curious way. My oldest attended confirmation class, and Jose Bove had parent classes during the time that the children were attending their confirmation classes. And when I got to the end of those series of classes, I said to Jose, I said, you know, what's next? And he said, disciple. And I thought, yeah, right, 34 weeks, not going to happen. After that, I led Disciple One with Barry Zimmerman.
I did a Bible study with three other couples, and we did it in someone's home, which was nice. It was a different change of pace, and it was nice. We shared a meal together, and then we did one group Bible study that we were doing, that the church was doing, and then we got done, and we're like, well, we want to keep meeting, so we did another one.
I've met a nice lady named Anna Brooke. And she got into our table group at one of those multiple generation night. They've been really cool to see, like, all the generations just learning together, and it really brings a relationship between all of them together.
We see some of the people, some don't come back after one of the studies. But most of them come back for the, you know, going through the everything. And we've had people that for years and years at the end of the program that we're doing, we have new friends in the Lord.
And a lot of the people that I've been in those Bible studies with are small groups. They've become, you know, some of my closest friends. I was just thinking as we were thinking about what I was going to share. I thought about last year at Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve. I spent time with the friends that I've been in small group with. And I mean, I think when it goes over to not just Sunday or Wednesday nights, but when it goes to holidays where you might not have as much family around, they join you with your family, or I join them with their family. And to me, that just makes like a huge difference in life and as I'm, you know, going along.
One of the common threads you may have noticed was that it was not just what people were studying. It wasn't just the material. It was the community. It was the relationships that formed and developed out of that GROW experience, that in growing closer together, they were able to grow closer to God. That is profoundly Wesleyan. John Wesley, who of course started the whole Methodist movement, knew that it was not enough to just know the Bible. He knew and understood that individuals needed to be able to gather together in a space where they knew they were trusted and accepted, to be able to share their questions, to share their confusions, to share their doubts and their worries, as much as sharing their knowledge and their faith. Paul of the New Testament understood this as well, that we cannot grow our faith in a vacuum. It is not something which can only happen individually. It has to happen in the midst of community. And so in his letter to the Ephesians, he writes in chapter 4 to the people, "We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. So what is the point of growing? Why is it one of our four primary cores of identity here at First United Methodist Church? We cannot be who God has called us to be or do what God has called us to do if we are not constantly growing. Meaning that we cannot remain as we are today any more than we could remain the church we were 4 years ago when the Welcome Center and the Children's Ministry building was completed. We are to constantly grow and evolve and change. What we learn and experience through these small groups, through these classes, studies, music, conversations, it should not just make us more knowledgeable, it should change us. It should transform us. It should help us see who we are, to see ourselves and to see each other differently, which, as Paul writes in his letter to the Ephesians, this helps us to grow more fully in our love of each other. Love in this sense, and of course in the sense that Jesus teaches, is not about an emotion. Love is about a way of life. We are called to live a way of life, which is love. And that is not something that can always be felt. Many times we have to be able to see it and experience it in action. Maybe that's why Jesus was more about telling stories and sharing parables, or even more so, just simply yet powerfully living it. Because as everyone in the video said, in one way or another, the power of the Grow Ministry was not the material, it was not the study, it was the relationships that were built around that learning, around that growth experience. And again, this is what Wesley understood so well. The content, the information, the relationship, all of that intertwined together is what makes growth possible. That is what makes the teachings so real and so transformative. Not just that we learn something, but that we learn someone. And as we have said in many ways today, perhaps that is what we need most in our world right now. That is what we hope this church continues to experience and support as we are in this season of stewardship, a church which invites and grows and serves. As Pastor David said at the beginning of the service, you may have or certainly will in the next few days receive your letter and pledge card for the financial plan of 2019. In that, you will be able to see some information. You will see some numbers. You will see some really big numbers. But as God continues to call this church, God continues to call this church to do some really big and amazing things. But when we think about the size and the strength of this faith community, the dedication of so many people coming together, what it is that we are capable of doing when we set our minds and our hearts to it, all of that is attainable. All of that is possible. Or to put it another way, if every single giving unit that we currently have, whether it's one person, a family, a married couple, whether they are giving $1 or $1 million or somewhere in between, all of those giving units who are giving right now, if every single one of them increased their giving by just $1.10 per week for 2019, we would be able to accomplish this plan, this vision, this dream. Again, that's just the giving units that we currently have right now. If every single one of them increased their pledge by just $1.10 per week, that's it. We would have this plan fully funded. That is incredibly simple, but it is also incredibly powerful. An increase of just $1.10 per week. Something like that reminds us that we can do this. Because we can do it together. When we grow together, we do not just learn new information. We experience the love and the life of God. When we are able to live that out together, we are able to show the world that we have grown. Let us pray together. Gracious and holy God, we admit that sometimes we do feel so small and so helpless. As we see the tragedies and the challenges that swirl around our lives, the lives of our loved ones, simply in this world, sometimes we feel as though nothing can be accomplished, that we cannot move forward. And as we gather here now in this space, in your presence, as we are sitting amongst one another, help us to remember that we are not alone. Help us to be able to see the opportunities in which we are able to grow closer together, and because of that, to grow closer to you. And as we continue to see and to grow into who you call us to be, that we are able to accept those challenges and that call that you place before us to accomplish great things for this church, for this community, and for this world. Help us to continue to grow closer together and in our relationship with you. We pray this in your most holy name. Amen. We hope that you are able to take some time right after the service to go to our Welcome Center to have some of the refreshments provided, to check out the Brain Fitness Club table, any questions that you might have, especially to those who are first-time visitors. We are so happy that you have chosen to worship with us today, and may you take advantage of that time to learn more about our ministries and just connect with one another. For as the hymn says, what a fellowship sweet. It is not just about sitting down with a book, but it is about taking that experience together to see how we are all trying to grow in our various ways. And as we continue to be the people God has called us to be, we then go out into the world who is looking to also know of love and acceptance. May we grow together as we continue to be that church which invites and grows and serves into God's purposes. And may we go in peace. Amen.